Man. Excuse me. It's the end of the week. Work is out. It's happy hour, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Rational Rage Podcast. Happy hour edition. I am your host. My name is Spiro. Today I am not riding, but drinking solo. I just had a Philly cheesesteak. Philly cheesesteaks are one of my favorite things, man. You have no idea. I'm always in the mood for a good Philly cheesesteak. But I must confess, okay? I've never had a Philly cheese from Philadelphia. Never had a Philly from Philly. I've been to Philadelphia, and I've never gone for a Philly cheesesteak while in Philadelphia. I mean, that has to be like some kind of a cardinal sin or something. You go to Philadelphia, there's certain things that one should do while in Philadelphia. And I would imagine on top of the list is get yourself a Philly cheesesteak. Well, I've never done that. But hey, I'm still breathing. I plan to live for many, many years more. And at some point, I definitely plan on returning to Philadelphia. And next time I go, I will not leave without getting myself a Philly cheesesteak in Philadelphia. Anyways, like I said, I'm riding solo today. Today, I'm going to switch things up. And I'm going to read a few emails today. Let me take a quick sip. Another thing. Instead of liquor, I'm going with beer. I was going to have some Jack Daniels, but I decided to change it up and have a little beer. I'm drinking Sapporo today. Haven't had a Sapporo in actually years. But anyways, first email is from Ioannis from Astoria. All right, New York in the house, Queens. Yasu Spiro, I just got back from Greece and I'm catching up on everything I've missed while on vacation. BG and the new guy, SVS, are a welcome addition to the podcast. Yes, they are. I'm really enjoying... Wait a minute. How long have you been on vacation, man? Shit, I mean, BG's been here for a minute now. You know, this is the second dude now that's talking about catching up and, like, he's being introduced to BG for the first time. Anyways, where were we? I'm really enjoying your take on Greek podosfero. For those of you that don't speak Greek, that's soccer or football. And your no-punches-pulled approach as you report on the grim realities of the Greek Super League. Yeah, for those of you that don't know or who may be tuning in for the first time, I do a soccer podcast. It's an Olympiakos podcast. That's the team that I support. It's called Legendary because that's one of the nicknames that our team goes by is Legend. The Legend, Thrilo. Thrilo means legend in Greek. They are the giants. They are the champions of Greek football. Haven't been playing so great, but even as shitty as we've been playing, we managed to win the title last season. This season, things are not looking good, but I think that during this international break, we're going to turn things around. You know, we got a new coach. Anyways, if you guys want to know about that, just tune in. You can go down our catalog, look up Legendary. You have all the episodes. Your no-punches-pulled approach as you report on the grim realities of Greek Super League. You're the American version of Takis Tsoukalas. Keep up the good work. Stay alert and stay alive. Yes, man, stay alert, stay alive. That is one of the golden rules I live by. Listen, man, you're comparing me to Takis Tsoukalas, and I take that as a compliment. You obviously meant that as a compliment. I do not bring half the venom that Taki brings or his partner in crime, Aki. You know, they are a Greek language Olympiakos show based in Greece. I mean, these guys are Olympiakos through and through. I mean, these guys are, you know, if you cut them open, forget their blood, their fucking bones are red, man. I mean, these guys are the ultimate, man. You know, they're not the most analytical. You know, I guess the comparison comes from the fact that I don't get too deep into analytics and data. I'm more of an opinion and whatever show, you know. But Yeah, man. I'm telling you, those of you, there's no way you're a Greek Olympiakos fan and you're not aware of Taki and his show, Adeya. If by some craziness you are Greek and you're an Olympiakos fan and this is your first time knowing about this, look him up on YouTube or Spotify, wherever, man. Adeya. That show, dude, oh boy. Oh boy, it's like at the drop of a dime, it's like a fucking hydrogen bomb. Anyways, thank you, Ioanni. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for supporting my Greek brother, Astoria. I haven't hung out in Astoria in a long time, man. Let's see, maybe soon I'll go to one of the famous cafes in Astoria. But yeah, man, thank you, brother. Thank you for your email. Thank you for your support. Moving on. Next email is... this one is from Teddy from Bayside, another New Yorker. Shout out to Queens. That's two from Queens right now. What's up, Spiro? I was listening to one of your older episodes where you talk about the Greek death. I know where this is going. That's exactly what the restaurant, yep, that's exactly what the restaurant diner business is. Yeah, man. Listen, you know, man, everybody wants to talk. You know, whenever somebody introduces me to somebody or somebody meets me or something and you know, they hear my name, they're like, oh, Spiro, that's Greek, right? I'm like, yeah. Do you own any restaurants? You own any diners? I'm like, come on, man, you know. It's like everybody automatically assumes if you're Greek, you're associated with the food industry in some capacity, you know. Anyways, that's exactly what the restaurant diner business is. It feels like a 24-hour day job that no sane human being would ever get into. I counter the insanity with more insanity. Booze, coke, and banging waitresses are a part of my daily routine. I have an idea for you to take your show to the next level. You should do your show live from one of my private rooms. It would be perfect for your hangover edition. Malaka, it's fucking happy hour. Okay, pay attention. I'll provide the babes, booze, and bud. The three B's, all right. We'll keep it on the down low. Look for a private message with all the details. P.S., you need T-shirts. What's going on with that? Yeah, man, T-shirts, right? A lot of people have been asking me about T-shirts. Ever since COVID and other things that have been going on in the world, the price of getting T-shirts made has skyrocketed. You have no idea how expensive it's gotten. I mean, for me to make some kind of money, I would have to charge you guys like $30 a T-shirt. And there's no way I can charge you people $30 for a fucking T-shirt. I mean, first of all, who am I to be charging anybody $30 for a fucking T-shirt? And number two, it's like, you know, it's not like I'm going to be selling you some fucking Gucci or something, you know, like it's an Armani T-shirt or something. I'm searching, I'm researching, I'm looking for cheaper ways, more cost-effective ways to make a T-shirt, so I'm not charging you guys like $30, $40 a pop. If I could get it to where I don't charge any more than $20, then I'll do it. But, you know, I'm not going to have T-shirts made so that I end up charging you guys $30, $40 for a fucking T-shirt, or I lose money in making them when I sell it. You know, no, I'm not going to break even and I'm not going to lose money. I'm definitely not going to charge you people astronomical figures for a fucking T-shirt. So if anybody out there is listening to this and you know of any cost-effective, good quality T-shirt makers, printers, whatever you want to call them, send me an email to rationalrage.mailbag@gmail.com or just go to the website www.rationalrage.com. Go to the contact form, fill it out, and let me know. Trust me, I've been dying. I got designs made, and the people that have seen them love them. And I've been dying to put these designs on a shirt and, you know, and put them out there. Not just for sale, but for giveaways, man. You know, I'm like that, man. I love doing giveaways. I really do. You know, I love, in some way, you know, giving back to the people that have helped me out and supported me. So I can't tell you guys when the t-shirts are going to come out. Just, you know, pay attention, look out. And when they come out, they come out. But Teddy, Tina Supo, bro, you know, you're offering me and you're offering the boys, BG and SVS, the rock star life, huh? You know, it sounds like you want to come in and invest and take over the product. What was it he said? Booze, babes, and bud? I mean, shit, man, you can't go wrong with that, right? I mean, who wouldn't want that? The problem is, man, I would end up getting in trouble and, you know, the whole rational rage would just fall apart, you know? Yeah. Plus the fact that I'm a family man, I got a family, you know? Yeah, it wouldn't be conducive. It wouldn't be, you know, it wouldn't behoove me to adapt that rock star lifestyle. But I do appreciate the wonderful offer, man. It's, you know. Anyway, Teddy, best of luck to you, man. Don't work too hard. You know, in between banging waitresses and snorting coke and whatever, man, you know. Anyways, thank you, Teddy, for your email. Best of luck to you. And, you know, hopefully the Greek death doesn't kill you. All right, next one is from Georgie. Georgie from Williamsburg, New York, man. That's 3 for 3 now from New York. From Williamsburg. That is Brooklyn, although some people consider it Queens. I don't know why. It is definitely Brooklyn. Gentrified Brooklyn, you know. They've built many beautiful condominiums and all that. Great hangout town, Williamsburg. Anyways, greetings, Rational Rage. I am corresponding in regards to your Happy Hour Edition program. Well, how fitting, Georgie, because this is the happy hour. Formerly known as the Booze Brothers. Ah, okay, so this guy's been tuning in for a while. All right. Changing the name of the show was a wise decision, but an even wiser decision would have been to cancel it altogether. Oh, man. Georgie, trust me, you're not the first and you won't be the last that writes in and tells me this. Why would you think it'd be a good idea to present an unfiltered, unadulterated version of yourself? Motherfucker, because I'm real. Because I'm real. Because, you know, I don't wear a fucking mask like these other guys do, okay? These other motherfuckers out there that do a podcast, the majority of them, that's not who they are. You know what I'm saying? I'm not playing a fucking role here, all right? Fucking guy. Where were we? Unadulterated version of yourself under the influence of alcohol. It's the fucking happy hour. The fucking title says it all. The name of the show says it all. Matter of fact, thank you for reminding me. Let me take a sip, man. Ah. All right, where were we? Why would you think it'd be a good idea to present an unfiltered, unadulterated version of yourself under the influence of alcohol when you're already making zero sense when you're sober? So you don't agree with me. You don't agree with my views and, most importantly, my opinions. And that's what this is. At the end of the day, this is an opinion show. And I have opinions. Like everybody has opinions. Because what is it they say? Opinions are like assholes. And, well, I think that everybody has one. Well, most people have assholes. I don't know what the fuck is going on with some people these days. Anyways. You're extreme right. Oh, Jesus, man. Your extreme right social political views expose you as a card-carrying member of the Proud Boys. Seriously, man. You know, again, man, you're not the first and you won't be the last that accuses me of being extreme right. And guess what? There are motherfuckers who accuse me of being a fucking liberal. So, whatever, man. You know, if you think that my views or my opinions are extreme right, I don't know what to tell you, man. You know, I come on here every fucking time and I shit on both sides, left and right, liberals and conservatives. And I tell you that I don't plan on voting. I mean, you know, I don't tell you what to do. You could do whatever you want, support whoever you want. It is what it is, man. I mean, you know what? It's funny because you have a fucking problem with me, but you obviously, you've been tuning in. For what reason? For what reason, Georgie? if that's even your fucking real name. You know, are you one of these fucking sadomasochistic fucks that, you know, consume certain types of content just to feed your misery? You're a miserable motherfucker and you get off on being pissed or something? I don't know, man. Where were we? Oh, yeah, Proud Boys. I'm a fucking Proud Boy, guys. I'm a fucking Proud Boy, guys. Whatever. Your commentary on immigration and border security reeks of racism and xenophobia. Georgie, I've heard all this shit before, man. I need some new material here to work off of. You know, this is... I'm not even gonna fucking defend myself, you know. I'm fucking racist because I wanna strengthen my fucking borders, because I want this country to abide by immigration laws, okay? I'm not anti-immigration, okay? My father's Greek, just so you know, all right? My father came here from Greece, all right? And I don't know if you know anything about American history. Racism isn't something that was exclusively felt and experienced by black people, okay? Italians, Irish, and fucking Greeks, okay? And if you do some research, you'll see that Greeks were lynched by the fucking KKK at one point, okay? And just because our education system chooses not to teach this stuff in our schools, what can I tell you, man? You know, my father, when I was little, bought me two sets of encyclopedias, a kid version and an adult version. He made me read the kid version from A to Z, cover to cover. And then he said, oh, yeah, you're fucking done? All right, now move on to the next one. So then I read the adult version. And that was just a little bit of extra education for me at that time. Because, you know, man, schools teach you shit, but they don't teach you everything. And obviously, you sound like a motherfucker that didn't learn anything in school, but probably doesn't even read a book, even though you fucking try to come off and sound like you're all sophisticated. And get the fuck out of here, bro. Anyways, your commentary on immigration and border security reeks of racism. Racism. Motherfucker, I am the product of an interracial marriage, but I'm racist. Fuck you, man. Suck a dick, motherfucker. Anyways, your episode on gender roles paints the portrait of sexism due to years of rejection by the opposite sex. This is hilarious. You know what? These are actually my favorite types of emails. When somebody calls to shit on me or to, you know, level accusations on me based on shit, nothing. Okay? Whatever, man. I'm fucking sexist. Due to rejection from the opposite sex. Man, you have no idea what kind of life I fucking lived, man. You have no fucking idea. Internationally, bro. International. Okay? Universal. You have no idea. And I'm not going to get into that here. Okay? I'm not. You know, maybe I'll do another episode sometime. You know. Or maybe I'll write a book and I'll send you a copy for free so that you can jerk off to it, you fucking sorry, sad motherfucker. Moving on. If the military is your ultimate accomplishment, then you haven't achieved anything in life. If there was a god, you would have died in a pile of camel feces out in some desert, but you lived only to become a frustrated influencer. Oh my god, I love it, man. I fucking love it. To become a frustrated influencer who is failing miserably. I only hope you're intelligent enough to listen to my constructive criticism. Motherfucker! Constructive criticism! This is what this is. Ladies and gentlemen, this is constructive criticism. Oh, man. Jesus, man. Thank you, man. I appreciate your constructive criticism, Georgie. Yes. I only hope you're intelligent enough to listen to my constructive criticism and do the right thing. Now we get into capital letters here. Quit while you're ahead. Yours truly, Giordano. Ah, okay, so your name is Giordano, but I guess your fucking bendover buddies called you Georgie while they're fucking you from behind. All right. Listen, Georgie, Giordano, Michael fucking Jordan, whatever your fucking name is, okay? Whatever, man. You know, you're not the first one to send me shit like this, you know? And you won't be the last. What can I tell you, man? You know, this is the way you feel. These are your opinions, and I respect your opinions. All right. But just know, man, that you're full of shit. Your opinions of me don't really mean shit, but they're based on what? On your personal beliefs, on your personal values. And because I don't agree with you, I don't know, man. What do you say to a person like this? I just made you famous. So when my t-shirts come out, make sure to buy one. When I write that book about my international sexcapades, I'll send one to you for free. And I'll even send you a complimentary tube of Vaseline or some shit so you could jerk off, you know what I'm saying? And you don't chafe your fucking cock. Anyways, but Georgie, brother, thank you, man. Thank you. You know, for somebody that hates me, for somebody who feels the way you do about me, you do seem to tune in and support the Rational Rage Network. And on behalf of BGSVS and myself, I want to say thank you, brother, and continue to tune in and support us. And please, by all means, keep sending me emails, man. Keep writing in. I hope to hear from you soon, brother. Thank you. All right. The next email is from Paul from Ohio. Just finished listening to Back to Basics and agree with you on how everyone automatically wants to label you a racist or a xenophobic. Hey, Paul, I'm going to send you Georgie's email. You know, man, talk to that guy, man. Talk to that guy. You know, he needs a hug, I think. Anyways, automatically wants to label you a racist or a xenophobic simply for supporting the strengthening of our borders. What will it take to change this and for society to reset itself? Shout out to BG and SBS. Keep up the good work. Thank you, Paul. And we will keep up the good work because there's great listeners like you out there that support the show. What will it take, man? What will it take? I don't think there's anything that we can do, man, to be honest, to like you said, to change this shit where everybody automatically wants to attack somebody because they have a different opinion than theirs. And unfortunately, sad to say, as far as some kind of a big reset, that's probably not going to happen until the sun burns out or some cataclysmic event wipes us all out. And then millions of years, you know, we are remade. I don't know, man. But the problem is, man, right? The problem is this. Too many people think with their hearts and not their heads. And I get it. The problem is, when it comes to this immigration thing, is there are laws. And there are laws and we have borders for a reason. It's not because we're a racist country. It's not because we don't want to let anybody in. I mean, this fucking country was built and strengthened and continues to be strengthened by immigrants and children of immigrants. So that's nonsense, man. It's fucking nonsense when you have a jerk off like Georgie talking about that because we want to protect our borders that we're racist and xenophobes. That's bullshit, because our parents, the majority of Americans, their parents came from somewhere else, came from abroad. Listen, this whole monkeypox thing, it is nothing new. While Trump was in office, and, you know, these fucking migrants were starting to come over and there were cases of monkeypox at the border. And what's crazy is that what's going on right now, you got Texas sending their immigrants up here to New York and to other places, whatever. DeSantis sent a bunch of them to Martha's Vineyard. And I feel about that two ways. I absolutely applauded it, and I'll tell you why. But at the same time, it's like, come on, man. You did that to make a point, and I agree with your point. But at the same time, it's like, if one side is going to keep going to the extreme, then at some point, the other side is going to end up going to the extreme too to get their point across. All right. And I'm not talking about the fucking idiot supporters from the left and the right. I'm talking about the politicians themselves. So I get what he was trying to say. And in the end, the Democrats are supposed to be for the people and against racism, and they're all inclusive, you know, open up our borders, open up our arms, which is a far cry from the Democrats from the 90s. But, you know, times change, strategy changes. But the situation right now with these immigrants being sent over to Martha's Vineyard is quite telling, and it shows the public, the citizens of the country, what hypocrites they are. Because All right, so here they are. You sent out messages. Come to our borders. Come to our country. We will accept you with open arms. Okay, so there they are, Martha's Vineyard. What are you guys doing now with them? You weren't accepting them with open arms, you fucking hypocrites. So, yeah, man, you know, it's like, this is what American politics is, you know, jousting back and forth, trying to one-up the other. But at no point do both sides ever come and sit down together and figure anything out. And that's why I keep telling people that I'm done with fucking politics. I don't plan on voting again. I think they should do away with this party system. Let's just come together as Americans, sit down and discuss what is the best course of action for this country. You know? I mean, have we ever managed to come together and fix anything, work anything out? You know, at the end of the day, it falls on us, the citizens. And a lot of us don't even care. You got the people that don't care because they're being taken care of. Then you got the people that are so rich that they don't have to worry about it until one of their personal interests is in jeopardy. But, you know, at the end of the day, it comes to the middle class, the working class people, us, to suffer for whatever bullshit decisions the politicians make. You know, we're the ones who actually have to worry and care. So whatever it is, man, immigration, healthcare, fucking the goddamn economy, we're the ones who are always fending for ourselves. So we have to worry about all these things. Anyways, man, Paul from Ohio, brother, thank you for your email. Thank you for tuning in. Continue supporting the show. Talk to your boy, Georgie, there. You know, I think you guys, you know, what would be cool, man, if I got these two guys to come on here and debate immigration, man, just for shits and giggles, man, you know? man, anyways, I'm going to finish my beer, but real quick before I get out of here, I've been getting asked about if we're doing any more down the rabbit hole type shows. And we are. We are. We got something planned with Greek God Papa Don of the New Force Order podcast and the Conspiracy Horseman. He's going to come on here. We're going to have a full house and we're going to talk about the moon landing, because Greek God Papa Don really believes that the moon landing was faked. Okay, that it was all staged in a Hollywood studio on a set. And I don't know, man, there's a lot of evidence out there that it's a possibility that maybe they lied to us, they fooled us when they told us that they went to the moon. We'll see, man. But yeah, check that out. That should be out next week. But that's it, man. Just wanted to read a few emails during this happy hour edition. I'm off tomorrow. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself tomorrow, man. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in. Thank you for lending me your ears. Thank you for lending me your time. This has been another edition of the Rational Rage Happy Hour edition. My name is Spiro. And until next time, stay alert, stay alive. Rational Rage is over and out. And drink responsibly. Do not drink and drive. And if you take anybody home from the bar, be safe about that too. Wear a fucking condom. Peace out.